exclusive interviews, real-world test drives. It's your turn to step into the driver's seat. This is The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Well, hello, everybody. Don't forget, you can watch television and see me and my friend Chris Duke on Motors, MOTORZ.TV, anytime, 24/7, on demand, because we are in an on-demand world. And he is on the line with us right now. And also Dick Messer is joining me here at Amelia Island. Chris?
Again, coast to coast. He's on the west coast. We're on the east coast.
That's it. We're doing dual coast. Chris is in San Diego, California. How you doing, Chris?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing out there in Florida?
Fantastic.
Nice. Fantastic. By the way, Chris is doing a Tim Allen burnout and a Hellcat watch for me. How many views are we up to, Chris?
Just under 500,000 views.
Just under 500,000
likes. Oh, and, my God. 5,000 shares, two of which are mine.
Oh, yeah, right, two. You know what's funny is just how many people will watch Tim Allen doing a burnout, and that's like 12 hours. We've only had, like, they just did it yesterday morning, or yesterday was like noon, let's see, noon, 1 o'clock. So it is, hasn't even been 18 hours yet, and we've almost got 500,000 views. And you can find it, by the way, if you go to Tim Allen's Facebook page, and or just go to YouTube and put in Tim Allen Hellcat Burnout. But it's crazy. Fun stuff. Tim Allen's a big car guy, and we're sponsored in part by Dodge now. So we're just playing with some Dodge cars, and we're going to be doing something with a Viper. We'll tell you about that as it comes along on Motors
TV. Well, explain what the Hellcat car is, as long as you're going to talk about the burnout.
Yeah, okay. 707 horsepower.
Production automobile.
Unbelievable. Challenger and Charger both. The fastest and most powerful American muscle car ever built. And you can buy one there. They start at like $59,000 for the Challenger. I think a little bit more for the Charger. Tim wants a Charger. And it's kind of funny because a lot of people, if you look at some of the comments, it's like, oh, what are you getting a four-door with 700 horsepower for, Tim? And I guess I would hear Tim say, why not?
Sure.
Absolutely. You know, exactly.
I mean, you know, it's kind of fun. Anyway, yes.
Yeah, the power of social media, though, to get that many views within a day's time, you know, and a celebrity, of course.
Of course, you'll look at that 10 years from now, and it'll be $5 billion, and you'll think of $5 million with nothing.
$500,000,
whatever it is.
No, I know. It's, you know what it is, though? It is the changing world that we live in. We live in a very voyeuristic world, and people, they like to watch. Remember that movie, what was it called, Being There, I think it was?
No.
Okay, well, you'd have to know. He says, I like to watch. Anyway,
now,
those
I like
who have
to do,
seen it,
and that's why we're here at Amelia Island.
Yeah, exactly.
Participating.
But people like to watch. That's why they watch those videos. Anyway, Chris, what have you been up to?
Well, you know, last weekend I was out in the desert at TDS, and the funny story there. Well, first off, the Jeep that we built up, the whole point of it was to take Brian's Jeep that we built up through the show. We've got a few more episodes that are coming out on the show that show the rest of the build. But, you know, at this point, it's built up, even though those episodes aren't out yet, of course, and it's already been to the Zima show. So the whole point of it was to bring it out to the desert and take it off-roading, show that this thing could do what all these other Jeeps are doing out there, and it performed incredibly well. We took it off out to their safari and took it on some precarious trails, got some great video, and posted a couple photos already to my Facebook page last weekend. It performed incredibly well. But the funny story is, you know, 3 days out in the desert, off-roading, not a scratch, not a ding, no damage whatsoever. Drove it back home. The next day, Brian takes it to work because it's his daily driver. Gets on the freeway. A rock kicks up from some semi-truck and dings his windshield.
Yeah, that's typical, isn't it, right?
Time to call Safe Flight.
Exactly.
That actually happened to me the other day. It's the same deal. Rock came off a truck. I got the license number and the name of the company, but you know how that goes. But Safe Flight came out and replaced it in about an hour.
All right, let's take a break. We're talking with Chris Duke, Motors TV. He's also a contributor to this show now. He's been driving some different vehicles as well as living the lifestyle. Dick and I are at the Amelia Island Concours. It's a 20th anniversary, and people are walking up that we know and see and enjoy. And we're going to put some of those people on the radio. Here in just a few minutes, we're going to have the head of design for General Motors, talking about some of their new vehicles and some of their old ones. You're listening to The Drive, and our show is brought to you in part by Dodge. Born Dodge. We'll be right back. Our show is brought to you in part by General Motors today because we have the head of GM Design sitting right here trying to give him a little, you know, brown nosing thing going on here. Anyway, Ed Welborn joining us. Dick Messer is here. Chris Duke is on the line from Motors TV. And don't forget, you can watch Motors TV anytime, 24/7. And we are car agnostic. We don't care. We love them all. Tim Allen driving a Hellcat, and he posted yesterday a video online of the Hellcat Charger, the four-door, 707 horsepower. Ed Welborn, believe it or not, 500,000 views in not even one day yet. And that's, you know, car guys are car guys. We love them all. Anyway.
Well, social media is a big part of every company's marketing program now.
Oh, yeah. Ed? Oh, yeah. No, don't, Ed, don't you answer that because it's not his segment yet. He's just an innocent bystander. It's Chris Duke's segment. Chris, you want to talk about the Grand Cherokee that you're driving, which is making poor old Ed Welborn, he's just getting this stomach ache having to hear about another car company. But he's a car guy, too. He loves them all. What do you got going on there?
But just mute his headphones for a little bit.
Okay, go ahead.
So I've got the 2015 Jeep Grand Cherokee 4x4 SRT, and as you know, I have the Challenger Scat Pack and the Charger SRT, both all three SRTs. And what's funny is, you know, going from a Dodge to a Jeep, you wouldn't think that, you know, you'd think that it would be a little bit different, right? But you get into the interior, and the interior is very similar. Of course, the power plant is the same as, it's the same 6.4 liter Hemi. But this is also a heavier vehicle. The Charger was about 4,300 pounds. The Challenger was about 4,200 pounds. This thing's a little bit over 5,000 pounds. So, right. You know, you have the same engine, but you don't have that same screeching tire effect that you have on it. But one of the cool things it does have, and I think the other vehicles do have, what's that?
Nothing. Dick is telling the lady across the way who's trying on
top off.
A nice top that he likes the top that she's choosing. Again, we are right in the middle of the Ritz-Carlton, so you'll just ignore this stuff, okay? Continue on. Go ahead.
See, Ed,
works? Like, you know, you never know.
Too, but, checking it out.
Have you played with the launch control button on any of these things, Alan?
You know, I have. I was with a friend of Ed Welborn's, the head of design, Ralph Giel, over at Chrysler Corporation. And I know you guys must be friends, aren't you? You think you guys are friends?
Yeah, I know him quite well.
He's a good guy, right?
Yeah, he's good. It's cool.
You and him both are probably two of the coolest designer dudes in the car industry. But anyway, he took me for a ride at a racetrack, Chris, in that Grand Cherokee SRT. And I'm telling you what, I almost had to change my drawers when I was done. That launch control thing is crazy. This is a Jeep. Not supposed to do that, right?
I know. So right on the center console, you've got your gear shift, and around that, you've got a bunch of buttons. On this model, since it's the SRT, you don't have all the 4x4 options. There's typically there's a couple of buttons that allow you to raise the vehicle up and down. I think it's about a 2-inch span. And there's another button to go to 4-low. On the SRT model, you don't have any of those buttons. You just have one button, and it's the launch control button. It's got a Christmas tree on there, just like the drag strip. And what's interesting about this option on these vehicles is it turns the vehicle into kind of a real-life video game. I mean, you press the button, you look right on the dash, and it tells you exactly what to do. Keep the steering wheel straight. You know, press on the brake pedal, and then mash on the gas, hit it to the floor, and then it tells you when to let up on the brake. And then it just takes off, and, you know, you see the speedometer going up. And you get that rush, that adrenaline rush, because it's just taken off so fast. But it's really cool because you wouldn't think that a manufacturer would be, you know, promoting, you know, fast driving like this. But it's really fun. It's like playing a video game.
Now, let me ask, Ed Welborn, you know, you're the head of design for General Motors. Do you drive other auto manufacturers' vehicles?
Yeah, I do. I, you know, you gotta keep an eye on everything. You never know where the next hot trend's going to come from.
Right. I mean, so when you're when you're making your vehicles, when you're designing them, you actually get out and drive all the different vehicles so that you can see what it is you like about this one to try and figure out how can I weave this into the fabric of what we're doing.
Yeah, but, you know, the thing you have to be careful. I mean, I'm focused on 2019.
Oh, my gosh.
And
look at that.
I spent a lot of time on a 2014 to 2015 car. You can learn from it, but only to a certain degree.
Right.
I mean, you've got to project that into 2019. And anything we're going to do that goes into production in 19 is going to stay in production till around 2022, 23.
So what is it like living in the future like that? Because, well, I mean, literally, that's what you're doing. Chris, he's living in the future.
Yeah, from the moment I wake up in the morning until I go to bed at night, it's 2019 for me.
How bizarre. We're going to take a little break, come back. Chris, thank you for the little update on the Jeep and your Terra del Sol Jeep event. You stay with us because you're going to have some questions for the head of design for GM, director of design. I'm not sure what his total title is, but I know it's too big for me. What is he? Come on, tell me. Vice President Global Design. See, it's much too big to say. He's just my friend. We'll be right back. It's The Drive. Welcome back. It is The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor, and our show is brought to you in part by Barrett Jackson, the world's greatest collector car auction and exhibition, and the next one in Palm Beach, mid-April. Make sure you check it out at barrettjackson.com. All right, here he is, now joining us, Ed Wilburn. He is the, let me get it right now. Oh, my gosh. See, if I hold stuff too close to the thing, it makes all kinds of noise. He is the General Motors Vice President Global Design. He's been with GM for 40, how many years, Ed?
43 years.
Come into your mic a little closer. And now today, overseeing everything that's going on all the way out into right now, you're living in 2019.
Yeah, from the moment I wake up in the morning.
I love that.
Go to bed. It's 2019 for me.
I love that.
Yeah, I've got 10 studios around the world with over 2,600 creative people working for me.
My goodness. Chris Duke on the line from Motors TV also. This is fun when we see you at these events because we get to talk to you about some of the classics like the Y Job, considered the industry's first true concept car, and Harley Earl, of course. I got to drive in that car the 1 year here at the Amelia Island that they had that huge rainstorm with Bill.
Yes,
and it was raining, and it was the Y-Job was out in the rain, and it's like this amazing car, right?
Yeah, we don't do that anymore.
guaranteed.
Well, amazing thing about that 10 car. Years ago. That's a 1938 automobile, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's never been restored.
It's never been restored. You know, it's just been very well maintained. Yeah, you know, Harley Earl drove it for 11 years on the streets.
Did he really?
He actually once drove it on vacation from Detroit down to Florida. I mean, can you believe that? And what a sight that must have been on the road compared to everything else.
Yeah, because it was space age looking in that time. Yeah,
exactly. That's how some of these concept cars survived, was the people in design would do, well, I got to take this car home for the weekend and do some work on it, and it never came back.
Yeah, many of them were serious road cars, right. And a lot of them based on Corvette chassis and the like. This one was based on a Buick, though.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's take it forward now. Chris Duke, have you ever seen the concept called the Avenir, Chris?
Yeah, I did. Yep.
This is cool. Perhaps, to me, when I went to the Detroit Auto Show, the one car that stood out, and I thought to myself, okay, now don't get too excited. It's a Buick, and you're not going to be driving a Buick anytime soon. But I kept getting drawn back to it like a moth to a flame. And I thought, I could drive that. I could love that. I could own that. That car is so beautiful. Ed Wilburn, you got to build it.
The reaction here at Amelia Island has been incredible. You know, we hit it in the ballroom yesterday as part of the seminar, design seminar.
It's just a gorgeous
and then,
sedan.
Then we hit it outside this morning and people around it. And it's just fun to kind of stand back and watch people walk around it with a big smile.
Yeah. Well, you know, Buick, also, that brand has really come on in the last couple of years.
Right, it's not your grandpa's car company anymore.
Well, the thing is, Buick's been doing quite well. Sales have just been going up and up, and, you know, cars like the Enclave and the Encore have been doing very well. The new Cascada, we have it here as well, new convertible, production convertible. So it's fun.
Yeah, well, my son-in-law is a Cadillac Buick GMC dealer, and he can drive anything he wants to drive from that dealership, and he drives a Buick.
Yeah.
Now, you also oversee Cadillac, too, right?
I oversee Cadillac, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Opel, Vauxhall, Holden, Wuling, Baljun, AFW.
How in the world, man? Wow. It's like that. No wonder you live in 2019.
Well, but that explains some of the crossover between the Australian, the Holden, and some of that, and some of the American produced cars.
Yeah, and you know, you got to manage all those brands and keep them very separate from each other, and share in areas where the customer doesn't see it. You know, which kind of helps the cost of the vehicle and all that.
Right.
But externally, the designs have got to be distinctly different.
I love it, man. So, Concours, you're a judge here, too.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So you're a classic car guy as well.
I love them. You know, it's, you know, with everything new that we develop, you kind of build on the rich history of the brand, but you got to do it in a very contemporary way.
Right.
I judge Corvette race cars, which is kind of cool.
Nice.
It had something to do with some of those, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. But it's cool until you get out there and you see them and you got to decide which one's the best. I mean,
right.
That's difficult.
Yeah. Well, you know what it's like? It's like going to a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model thing and trying to pick the prettiest girl.
Yeah,
they're all pretty.
It's kind of like that.
Especially the ones that have been modified. Anyway, Chris, you have any questions for Ed Wilburn?
Well, yeah, you had something to do with the Chevy Volt as well, didn't you?
Every one of our cars, the product lineup.
Do you have a favorite out of all these things that you're involved with?
You know, I try to treat them all equally. I mean, you know, they're very important. Every single one.
Which one are you most enamored with, though?
I guess. You know, the Corvette Stingray was a great project.
Yeah.
It really was. And cars like the CTS-V and I love that.
What do you drive from day to day?
Daily drivers usually CTSV.
Sure, that's why.
CTSV.
You gotta be crazy if you're not driving that wagon.
No, the coupe.
We were talking though that the wagon is going to be a collector, and if there's any out there, you better gobble them up.
It is CTS wagon, particularly the V.
Yeah, right. With a 6-speed.
It's kind of the nomad of our period.
It totally is
of our times.
Yeah.
But I have a 69 Camaro.
Do you have any other concepts to look forward to?
Do you? I got a 67.
Chris, what'd you say, Chris?
Just, do we have any other concepts to look forward to? Anything else you're working on right now?
Well, I'll tell you, New York show's going to be busy. There's going to be a lot at New York show.
All right.
Shanghai show is going to be busy. We have an extreme vehicle that'll be at that show. But I think, you know, this whole year in particular, with Chevrolet, there's a lot of new vehicles we introduce.
I'm going to see you in New York. We hope to show some of your vehicles on Kelly and Michael on ABC. Ed Wilburn, he is the Vice President, GM Global Design. I'm Alan Taylor. It's The Drive. We'll be right back. Well, you're listening to The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor. And Dick Messer and I are sitting here in the Ritz-Carlton at the Amelia Island Concours. We are in the vendors area, so there are women's clothing across from us and beautiful jewelry, and then there's, of course, the all the T-shirts and all that kind of stuff that is being sold. You can buy a T-shirt for $75 if you'd like here at Amelia Island. And then there's paintings. But if you want a pair of elephant hide boots, cowboy boots, you can spend $5,800 and have yourself a pair of elephant hide cowboy boots. So that's what you get when you come to Amelia Island. Inside, outside, obviously all the cars. And then there's the auctions going on. There's test drives of all the exotic cars from Alfa Romeo to Porsche to Mercedes-Benz to Jaguar. And then I believe even Dodge is here with some SRT product. Chris Duke from Motors TV. By the way, real quick, while Dick takes a phone call on the other line, Dick, nothing stops Dick from doing his job, by the way. He's on the phone. By the way, a real quick side note, you should have seen the head of GM Global Design trying not to vomit while you were talking about his competitor's product, and his PR person literally giving me the stink eye like you've never seen. But I said, hey, live radio. Too bad. That's the way it goes.
You shouldn't have come on so soon.
You got here early. That's what you're going to get. You know,
that's
anyway,
right.
it's but you know what? To give props to Ed Wilburn, You know, I've known the dude for 20 years now. Great guy. Just a great guy. Doesn't give a crap if we talk about his competitors' cars. And yes, and I had to say that, he has to drive all his competitors' cars to see what they're doing right, what they're doing wrong, and as well as driving the cars that they're building. So he doesn't care, but the PR people freak out. Anyway, do you have any other thoughts or questions about what we're doing out here or anything else?
How different is it than what's the other event that's out here on the West Coast, the Pebble Beach event? Is it pretty similar to that?
You know, it's hard to compare the two. I guess if you were standing on the lawn, you would be looking at the same kind of cars.
Yeah, it's equivalent in a lot of ways, but the thing you've got here is the compact nature of the event.
Yeah.
Everything is happening within about a mile of each other, whereas Pebble Beach is spread out over 15, 20 miles. By the time you take the racetrack and the lawn and the different awards and the car introductions and the auctions and the PR things, you got to really get around in Pebble Beach, whereas here you park the car and you get to everything, you can just walk to it.
Yeah.
That's a big difference.
It's, you know, it's just each one has its own personality, Chris, to answer that.
Is it the same type of vehicle and caliber of vehicle?
The caliber is fantastic. Yeah. As a matter of fact, we got a new award this year that Craftsman's going to sponsor. It's called the Best New Restoration. So it's a car that's never been shown before, and it's coming to this event as the new restoration on the field. And we've got five cars eligible for that. And actually, Alan and I and two students from McPherson College in the restoration program are going to pick the winner of that award.
Yeah, and thanks to Craftsman and their partners and people that work with them for putting up a beautiful, beautiful professional series toolbox that then we created a special graphic and wrapped it for the Phil Hill Restorers Award here at Amelia Island. And the person that wins it, the builder of the car, the restorer, I should say, will win this. And it's kind of a one-of-one toolbox kind of a deal. But they also get a beautiful trophy. And then there's a $5,000 donation to McPherson College in the name of the winner.
That's
to help make sure that this hobby continues, you know, continues on. So,
the idea behind it is the restorer really isn't honored. You know, when the Best of Show Award or the class win comes through on these events, the restorer is in the background somewhere and nobody's paying attention. So the restorer has to be here. It has to be a fresh restoration that's never been shown before, and that's the whole idea. So each year it promotes cars that are coming out of restoration. This is the first place they'll be shown.
And Chris, you know that the restorer and the mechanic in these situations are usually the unsung hero. So Bill Warner and us got together, and we've decided this is really an honorable, good thing to do for those unsung heroes, you know?
Right.
Yeah, no, that's incredible. Now, I did see Craftsman doing some face-tweeting action about the event. Do they have a presence out there as well?
No, just me and Dick.
We're hoping in the future they will have.
Yeah.
And you know, the idea is to sell tools to the students at a discount so they start out with Craftsman tools, you know, that McPherson has a restoration program. You graduate in 4 years with a degree in automotive restoration. If you want to do 5 years, you also get a business administration degree. So it's a great program.
Right.
And then, Chris, just to real quick, did you – something, I got a tweet or a text or something from you. I was reading about Motors TV. The distribution just got larger worldwide. What's going on with that real quick?
Well, you know, every time we talk, it seems like every week – there's something going on with our distribution, and that is the case here. You know, we've been talking a lot lately about Motors being on the new Amazon Fire TV, which is a stick. There's a Roku that's been around for even longer, and the distribution of that for us is huge. We've got 62,000 subscribers on that, and the new distribution that we now have is it's international. So whereas before it was just available to Roku devices in the U.S., now it's also available in the U.K., Canada, Ireland, and the rest of the world where they can get Roku boxes. So I guess they have different programming available for different countries. And so now if you're in the U.K. or Canada and some other countries, you can now find Motors, which is really, really cool. So hopefully our distribution will go up even more.
Yeah.
You know, what is Roku?
What is Roku? You want to tell for guys that don't know what Roku is?
Yeah, the internet, it allows your TV to access content, internet content like Netflix and Amazon Prime and a bunch of other things. And so there's also content that that they push out that is unique content like Motors TV. And so it's just it's either like a little stick, which looks like a USB thumb drive, or it's a smaller device or a bigger device like a Apple TV, which looks like about the size of a hockey puck.
And you were talking about having connected TV these days, so you can watch the heck you want to watch when you want to watch it. That is that on-demand world, which, you know, it used to be that I could say it's coming at us like a storm, but it is fully here. And who are feeling that are the cable channels and the network channels.
Well, you're absolutely right about that.
Just like the magazines, you know, it used to be that the magazines were the king. And anymore, there's, you know, especially in the car world, there's any number of great sites that offer test drive reviews and all that. And that's what Chris and I are doing with the Motors TV and the drive here on the radio across America. And it's people can get what they want. We do broadcast. We're on cable. We're on regular radio stations and what have you. But you can also get everything we have on demand whenever you want. Let's take a little break. We'll come back and talk more about what it is we love, the car hobby. You're listening to The Drive, everybody. And don't forget, you can hear this whenever you want. You can go to iTunes. You can go to iHeartRadio. You can go to TuneIn. You can go to Stitcher. You can go to AHA. All those places, wherever you find your content, you can find The Drive. And also for television, same way with Motors TV, MOTORZ.TV on the web. I'm Alan Taylor. Me and Dick and Chris will be right back. Stay with us. Well, our show is brought to you in part by E3 Spark Plugs, the official spark plug and glow plug of the NHRA. What are you running? E3 Spark Plugs, born to burn. And Chris Duke, Motors TV, they're one of his sponsors as well. We are cross-pollinating each other's lives with all kinds of fun stuff. We're going to be doing more, both of us. He more on television, me on radio, and me more on television with him. And gives us both the opportunity to just do more in the hobby that we love. Dick Messer sitting here, who's a judge here at the Amelia Island Concours. Chris, over to you.
So I've been to car shows before, a lot of them here in Southern California, and one of them I actually got to be a judge. They handed me a clipboard and a whole bunch of pieces of paper and a pen. They told me, you know, because I was an editor of a magazine at the time, they told me to walk around and go judge these vehicles. I had no idea what the hell I was doing. But
did they give you a criteria? Did they give you
a
sheet with put the grading on?
Of course. Yeah, I think it was, you know, I don't know, you know, body paint, you know, rated on a scale of 1 to 5 or 10 or something like that. But, you know, they basically just said, you know, go do it. We need another judge. And I happily agreed. So you're a professional, right? You're a professional judger out there. What is it that you guys do when you're looking at vehicles?
Yeah, Amelia Island. It's. I mean, this is one of the top three concours in the world.
Well, I've worked my way up to be a class judge, and so I have a team. I have in the class I'm judging the two classes. Actually, I've got two people under me.
He's got his posse.
That are also
is what he's saying.
Experts in the class, and so you know we go out there and you go out early. The whole idea. In fact, I'll go out there this afternoon and look at some of the cars. You know, now today on Saturday, even though the main event is tomorrow, and you got a pretty good idea. Where I come from is I like the drivers. I like the ones the cars are actually used because that's what they're for. You know, these people that do these 100-point restorations is a nice deal, and they spend a lot of money on the car. But sometimes you don't want to necessarily honor them as the best in class. To me, the history of the automobile, how long the person's owned it, do they do the work themselves, you know, all this kind of stuff factors into it. So it's just, it's more of a subjective deal than an objective deal. And you pretty much have your mind made up when you go out there. You don't let the owners know that, but, you know, the owners, you go talk to each of the owners and you honor them because they brought their car to the show. And a friend of mine once said, you know, these guys at these shows, you know, the guys that bring the cars are the fools because they spend all the money on the restoration. They transport the car to the show. They put it on the field. There's an entry involved. There's lodging. There's food and all that. And then the organization keeps all the money. And that's actually true. I mean, so you really got to give these people a happy experience. And you do that by personally interacting with them. And this particular event raises money for the Hospice of Northern Florida, Spina Bifida, and the Police League are the three major charities. And we're talking about a lot of money. So it's for charity. And, you know,
let me ask, there's a mix of
do-goodism here and also the adventure of interacting with car people.
Let me ask. You say you kind of have your mind made up because you know these cars.
I know these cars.
And so hence the reason why, but if you didn't know the cars, it would take you a lot longer, wouldn't it? And you'd be on
not necessarily.
Really?
Can you see it when you walk up? This is my sixth year judging at Amelia. So the first couple of years I was on a team and I got a feel for that. And now I've got actually people that are more expert than me with these particular cars we're judging. But I've been doing it longer, and
I'm the
guy that gets the results in on time and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
You know? So anyway, there's a lot of classes. The one thing about this, I'm on the board of this particular organization, and I'm seeing now today for the first time that we have way too many classes, and we're going to have to boil this down. We got 32 classes of cars being judged here and 107 judges, and it's a huge operation, and you've got to be on your game because you can't slight anybody. Everybody's gone to a lot of trouble to get here and put their car on the field and stay and feed and
you know these cars and your judging team helps you to kind of come up with that final decision,
right
so you may have, well, it's either between this one and that one.
Correct.
And the team all gets together, and then I get it, because since you know all the cars.
And then we Alan and I, are this new award, which is the best.
Yeah, we've got a hard
time shown restoration.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for the cars that are eligible for that, because the restorer himself has to be here.
Oh.
So there's like seven cars eligible for that award. Fresh restorations, first time shown here at Amelia Island in 2015.
It's for the Hill Restorers Award, presented by Craftsman.
There's only three of the restorers here. The other cars, restorers, are not coming.
Okay, so that kind of disqualifies them.
I still can't get the names of those three cars.
Gotcha.
So I'd like to go out today and look at those cars if they're on the field.
So today will be my first time I've ever judged a car show. I've been to thousands of car shows. And I've never had to be a judge. I've always been the guy like Dick who, I have my team of judges, and then I help them. If there's a tie, I become a tiebreaker because I'll always have four other guys or gals, depending on who it is. But it's very interesting to be in a situation where you and I are kind of the main two guys.
Well, we are the main
two
guys.
50-50.
And it's our fault.
Yeah.
I mean, if somebody gets pissed off, they're going to come back and talk to us. And I've actually had that experience
at other events.
I get a call from the organizer on Monday morning saying, Dick, give me a rundown of why he came up with that conclusion.
All right, let's take a quick break. Again, this show is brought to you in part by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand. They're also sponsoring the Phil Hill Restorers Award for the Amelia Island Concours, the 20th anniversary. Beautiful custom toolbox be presented to the person who has the best new restoration. We'll take a little break. It is The Drive. Stay with us.